listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started. Thunder, feel the thunder. My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to tell you the truth. Welcome to this week's episode of the Create What You Speak podcast. This week I want to talk to you about truth and really challenge your beliefs on what you think you know to be true. This is something that's been coming up a lot for me lately in really simple ways, like, for example, having to wash my hair every day. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit, but that got me thinking, if this is coming up in such simple everyday situations that I really don't care that much about, what does that mean for the bigger things in my life that I believe to be true? So we're going to dive into that more today, and I'm going to ask you to step outside what you think you know and really question the truth. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about the past 10 days of my life and how things just seem to line up for me now with very little effort on my part. So ever since I changed my life and stopped pushing and forcing things and instead just kind of let things flow, I have this expectation that things are just going to turn out good for me. They're just going to turn out better than I ever could have imagined. And that's exactly what happens for me all the time. And I'm not exaggerating when I'm saying that. That's what happens for me all the time. So I had this yoga trip planned to the Bahamas, and I was going with this group of people I didn't know. And this is something that I really love doing. Traveling alone, I think, is one of the best things in the world that you can ever do for yourself. So I try to plan a big trip like this at least once a year. And so about a week before this trip, before we were ready to leave, they were sending out some last minute information about the trip. And we were flying down to Fort Lauderdale the night before. And so we're going to be staying all night there and then flying out to the Bahamas the next morning. So in the email, they were talking about that there was a music festival going on right across the street from our hotel. And I think if you know anything about me from this podcast so far, you know how much I love music and live music especially. So I had no idea this was going on. But of course, as soon as I saw that, I was like, okay. So I need to be looking into that. But I knew I was getting into Fort Lauderdale around noon on that Sunday because I'd booked my flight way back at the beginning of the year and I'd planned on, you know, doing something that afternoon. And so I looked up the music festival and it ended up being the Tortuga Music Festival in Fort Lauderdale, which is this huge country festival. And it's got some other artists, but it's primarily country. And it's right on the beach there in Fort Lauderdale. So Eric Church is my favorite of all time. And as I was sitting there, I saw that was Tortuga. I thought, now, wouldn't that be awesome if Eric was closing out that show on Sunday? And so I kid you not, I checked the schedule and Eric Church is closing out the show. And prior to Eric is the Cadillac 3 and Brothers Osborne, two other bands that I love so much. Cadillac 3, I saw them when they just launched their newest album. They did a signing at Grimey's record store here in Nashville, and I went to that. Brothers Osborne, love them so much. So Brothers Osborne, Cadillac 3, and Eric Church are closing out on Sunday. Okay, so I started to get really excited, right? Because it's the week before the trip, and I'm like, okay, so I'm going to go to Tortuga on Sunday, and I'm going to be flying out on Monday to go to the Bahamas. Okay, this is going to be an awesome weekend. Well, shortly before that, this email came through. I had forgotten I won tickets to see our Nashville Predators play. So if you're not familiar with hockey, the Nashville Predators last year made it to the Stanley Cup. They did not win, but they made it. This year, they made it to the playoffs. And so the Predators games are so much fun. They're in downtown Nashville at Bridgestone Arena, which is right on the corner by Broadway, Lower Broadway, where all the honky-tonk bars are. The excitement in those games is just, I can't even explain it to you. It's something that you have to experience for yourself to understand. But so I won these tickets to go to the Preds game. So the Preds game, Saturday night, flying out Sunday morning, Tortuga Sunday afternoon, and then leave for the Bahamas on Monday. So I'm getting excited. I'm like, yeah, my life is awesome. Okay, great. This is great. So the Friday before this trip, before I was going to the Preds game and then Tortuga and flying out, my friend texts me and she says, I have an extra ticket to Brad Paisley and Dustin Lynch tonight. Do you want to go? I want to go, of course. Love Brad Paisley. Love Dustin Lynch. Oh my God, love Dustin Lynch. I met him years ago. Nicest guy ever. Plus, he's so cute. So I'm like, okay. So now my life is this. I'm going to see Brad Paisley, Dustin Lynch on Friday night. Saturday night, a free ticket, by the way. Saturday night, I'm going to see the Predators, free ticket. Sunday, I'm flying to Fort Lauderdale, and I'm going to Tortuga Fest all afternoon, and then Monday morning, I get up and go to the Bahamas for a week. So, go to the concert on Friday. One of my other friends happens to be there. I'm sitting in the box for iHeartRadio, and, you know, there's free drinks up there and everything. And so then my friend who's there also, he was sitting way up close, but he didn't want to be down there. So I went and took his ticket, was way down front with Brad, watching him play. And you guys, it was so fucking awesome. Like, I can't even tell you how awesome it was. And then the game on Saturday, the Predators game, they won. That was awesome. Tortuga Fest, seeing Eric close it out after the whole thing in Las Vegas. I saw him after the Las Vegas shooting thing. He played at the Grand Ole Opry. Very emotional show, very emotional. So to see him at Tortuga back in his element, you know, he's saying he needed it and that, you know, we all brought it for him. It was such a great night. So I tell you this because I couldn't plan this kind of stuff if I tried, okay? But that's how my life lines up now. Things like that just happen. They just happen for me. And I love it. And it's so fucking amazing, right? It's what I come to expect now. And everything is always, always, always even better than I expect. So I tell you that story also to give you some examples of how when you start to change your thoughts and you change the things that you say out loud, and in turn, you change the actions that you take, because they become different. And that's how you change your life. That's why this podcast is called Create What You Speak, because when you start to change your thoughts, you change what you say, which in turn change your actions. And that's how you change your life. And good things light up. Good things will happen for you that you never could have planned in a million years. And I promise you, it will be even better than you ever expected. Okay, so let's get back to the topic today of telling the truth. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I really want to challenge your beliefs on what you think you know to be true. Like I said at the beginning, this has been coming up for me in a lot of simple ways, and I have some specific examples for you. But it really got me thinking, if this is coming up in these small situations every day that I really don't care that much about, what does that mean for the bigger things I believe in my life to be true? And as smart people, I don't think we really question what we think we know. We think we know everything and we take it as fact and we don't question it. And the problem with that is we get so stuck in our beliefs and our truth, and I'm using air quotes, our truth, that we miss out on opportunities for change and growth. And then we begin to limit ourselves by what we think is true. Our brain starts to make plans and it sorts and it seeks, and we craft these scenarios and we draw lines in the sand based on what we think is true. Or we believe things have to be a certain way, and if it's not done that way, then that must mean it's wrong and it's bad and we can't have it that way. And so let me give you some examples of this. So here's a one that most of us probably face, maybe on a daily basis. But so let's say you text somebody and they don't text you back right away. And so then your brain starts to go through these questions and starts down this path. You know, is the person mad? Did they interpret the text wrong? Did you say something wrong in the text? And then we begin to act and respond based on that. So maybe we text again, or when the person writes you back, you ignore them because you're so pissed that they didn't text you in the first place. And then it begins this domino effect. But maybe really what happened was the person was just taking a nap or in a meeting and they just couldn't respond right away. But based on what we thought we know to be true, we started doing things or taking action based on that truth, in air quotes. Facebook is another great example of this. So how many times do you look at somebody's pictures and think how perfect their life must be? Or you envy someone based on what they post. So then we start to make up again these stories in our mind. Well, how did that person do that? How do they afford that? How are they living like that? But just because somebody posts something doesn't make it true. That's 1 minute of their life, right? We don't know. We only have one tiny, tiny, you know, look into someone's life. And then we start to create these stories about it, and we start to believe that they're true. And that doesn't mean that they're true just because we've told them to ourselves. So here's the example I was telling you about earlier about washing your hair. So you guys, I'm serious. This one for me was like, this is going to seem so minor to some of you, but to me, this was such a big deal because, okay, all of my life, I've had really thin, fine baby hair, like super fine, straight as a pin, wouldn't hold curl, nothing like that. And so my hairdresser was always telling me, oh, you wash your hair every day? And I'm like, yeah, I wash it every day, sometimes twice a day. And she's like, no, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. I'm like, no, you don't understand. My hair gets too greasy. There is no possible way I could go without washing my hair a day. So she had been on and on to me about this. And I'm like, no, that just doesn't work for me. There's no way that could work for me. Well, then my friends and I got on this topic. My one friend was telling me, yeah, you know what? You would really like it if you didn't do it every day. I'm like, there's no way, again, no way I can do this. Another friend started talking to me about this. I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Like, there's just absolutely no way in the world that I can go without washing my hair every day. So my one friend finally said to me, she said, why don't you try this? Why don't you just try doing it every other day? Every other day for a while. And then when you're okay with that, then go every 2 days and then go every 3 days and so on. So I was like, all right, fine. I guess I'll try it. This is not going to work. I'm going to regret this, you know, blah, 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 blah. So first day I get up, usually it takes me about 45 minutes to get ready. That morning it took me 20 minutes because I didn't wash my hair. And as I was, I used the dry shampoo, which I was so resistant to before. And so as I got ready and I was like, huh, okay, well, this is awesome. I got ready super fast. My hair actually looks pretty good. It's not as flat as usual. So I'm like, okay. So long story short, you guys, I ended up at one point, like when I was in the Bahamas, I didn't wash my hair for 7 days, which to me, it's like, oh my God, like they're like what I thought to be so true, what I believe to be so true. There is no possible way I can go without washing my hair every day. Prove to myself in, you know, a couple of weeks that actually that's not true. You can, and you could end up liking it a lot better because it ended up working. You know, my hair works better when I don't wash it every day. Right? So this is what I mean when I'm talking about questioning truth, right? Questioning what you believe to be true. Think about this little tiny thing in my life. Now think about the bigger things. So these bigger things in my life that I think are true, I don't know. Are they? I'm starting to ask myself. I don't know. And here's one last example I have for you. So, and this goes back to dating. This is when I was dating somebody earlier in the year. So I've been seeing this guy about 3 months and he had been out of town a lot and he was going through some things where he wasn't happy with his job. He didn't like living in Nashville and right there, I knew we weren't going to work out for that very reason. But anyway, he was struggling with that and he had to go out of town and he was coming back and then a family member got sick. So we had to go out of town again and he started to kind of fade away. And instead of just telling me, hey, you know, this isn't working out for me. You know, he just was starting to ghost me. So I got really pissed about this because we had plans. I had reservations made for when he got back and he was not communicating with me at all. And I was talking to my friend Elizabeth about this and she's like, well, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I'm going to get pissed. I'm going to, you know, fucking tell him exactly how I think about it. I think it's bullshit that he shouldn't be, you know, he should at least tell me that he's not going to come back in town. She's like, what if he didn't get mad? And I was like, huh? What do you mean? What if I didn't get mad? Of course I'm going to get mad. He's being a jerk about this. He's not communicating, you know, on and on and on. She said, but what if he did something different? What if instead of getting mad, you were supportive of it? You were like, okay, you know what? I know you're going through some shit right now and I'm going to give you this space to do what you need. And you know what? You can reach out to me when, you know, when things get better. Oh my God, you guys, that was another truth for me where I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean I don't have to fight? What do you mean I don't have to fight? I fight everybody all my life. That's all I know how to do. I fight people in relationships. That's what I do. I fight. But you're telling me I don't have to do that? Oh man, that blew my mind. It literally still blows my mind right now. Because I'm like, again, something I thought to be so true. In the end, I ended up doing something different. Now, it didn't work out with this guy. He actually was completely, I don't know. He took that as insulting for me supporting him, basically saying, I don't need anyone to help me. I don't need a hand up, you know, on and on, blah, 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 whatever. It doesn't matter. He obviously wasn't the right one for me. But just the lesson I learned there in doing something different with someone, instead of, you know, reacting in the argumentative and the fighting and the, you know, pushing and forcing, I just sat back and I was like, okay, you know what? Go through your deal and I'm here if you want to talk. That was such an eye-opener for me. Such an eye-opener. So those are just a couple of examples from my own life. But I want to ask you, where is this coming up for you in your life? Where are you thinking that you know the truth about something, but maybe there's a different way? Maybe it's not the truth. And so to close out today, I've got two things for you. So there's a couple of my favorite quotes on this topic about truth. Okay. So I mentioned this one earlier, but I want to say it again. Just because you think it doesn't mean it's true. Okay, I want to say that one again because it's so important. Just because you think it doesn't mean it's true. So keep that in mind this week as you go through your week, okay? And so a couple other ones on the topic of truth is a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. And that's from Abraham Hicks. That's where I get a lot of my stuff from it. That was a big part of how I changed my life, was listening to their stuff. But a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. So I really like that one too. And this one, at any given moment, there's infinite possibility. That's the screensaver on my phone. At any given moment, there is infinite possibility. And that's a quote from Victoria Moran. So those are the quotes I wanted to leave you with today. And then the second thing I want to leave you with to close out is I want to ask you again, start paying attention to what you think is true in your life. What do you believe to be true about your circumstances or about the people in your life or about money, your relationships, your job? What do you believe to be true? And is there another side of that story? I don't know. Is there? Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. So here's some good questions to ask yourself. So what do I know to be true today? What are the facts? Not what I'm assuming to be true, but what is factual? What is factual right at this moment today? And are my thoughts about what I'm thinking is true or helping me? And if they're not, change them. We talked about this in the last episode. Change those thoughts. If those thoughts are not helpful, if there's no value to those thoughts, you've got to change them. Getting rid of those negative, terrible thoughts, that's how you start to change your life. And am I being fair to myself about this? Am I assuming the worst in myself and everyone else? That's generally what we do as humans. I do it. Not as much anymore, but there's still times. And then the last question I like to ask is this feeling going to benefit the situation in any way? So is there any value in feeling and in making myself feel like this? And often there isn't. There just isn't. There's no value in making ourselves feel like shit. So let's stop, right? Let's stop doing that today. All right. So I'm going to wrap up today and tell you about the songs I chose for this episode. So the opener song is called Bomb Through the Breeze by Hannah Wicklund and the Stepping Stones. I love that song. I thought the chorus fit this, Bomb Through the Breeze, because if you think about the truth sometimes, it can come like that. Like, wow, like a bomb through the breeze. And then to close out the episode today, I chose Whatever It Means to You by the Steel Woods. Now, I saw the Steel Woods play here in Nashville at Third and Lindsley a couple months ago. Awesome guys. Love the show. Totally awesome. Go listen to the song, because I think you'll really like it. But it's basically talking about superstitions and what we believe. And all it means is whatever it means to you, right? So he talks about in the song, you break a mirror and you're 7 years poor. You crack your pack of cigarettes and you turn the first one around. If you see Abraham Lincoln, you pick him up off the ground. And what he's saying again, all that means is whatever it means to you. If you believe it to be true, it'll be true. If you don't believe it to be true, it's not. It's really that simple. All right. One last quote to close out the show today. This is from Neil Donald Walsh. I'm telling you, your perception of ultimate reality is more limited than you thought. Truth is more unlimited than you can imagine. Truth is more unlimited than you can imagine. All right, that's it for this episode of the Create What You Speak podcast. I will talk to y'all next week. And all that means is whatever it means to you. A horseshoe hanging on your front door. You break a mirror and you're 7 years poor. If you cross your eyes and you dot your teeth, all that means is whatever it means to me.